Amen. Let's give Jesus Christ the loudest hand clap of praise we've given anyone yet today. Can we just do that right now? Come on, lift up your voice, your praise to Him. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, mighty God. You're high and exalted. Your name is high and lifted up. Amen. Amen. It's so good to be home with family. And what's awesome is that family is made up of the people of God. And I'm thankful to be with God's people. Amen. I give honor to Life Church and what a tremendous church this is. If I haven't had a chance to meet you, amen, you are part of a church that is on the move, literally, but also in revival. And I don't want to be part of something dead, but I want to be part of something that's alive. And I'm thankful that we go to a church that's alive and we serve a God that is alive. He's not in a tomb. He's not put away, but my God lives. Amen. He lives, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. We're going to quickly go to the reading of the word since you're standing. I don't want to make you sit down, then come back up for the reading of God's word. But we're going to go to Mark chapter number 9. I'm sorry, John chapter number 9. And we're just going to read two verses of scripture. I give honor to Pastor Brown, Sister Brown, and the family, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here and the many friends and leaders and people that have made this church what it is. You have an amazing pastor, and you ought to give God thanks for the pastor you have in your life. Amen. Amen. He's a respected voice in the church world, and you get to have him every single Sunday. That's awesome. Amen. And so you're blessed. John chapter number 9, verse number 1. And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind? Guy was born blind, and it's always funny how when something's wrong, you want to figure out why something's wrong. And then they try to figure out, well, this guy was born blind. Someone must have messed up somewhere. Was it this guy or was it his parents? And then Jesus will answer the question in a few moments, amen, through his word. Could you put your Bibles down or phone down, your app down, and help me pray that God would speak to us in these next 2 hours? I'm joking, amen. In these next few moments, that God will speak to us and his word will be alive. Jesus, we thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to share your word and to stand before you and stand before your precious people, Lord, our family, God. I pray that you would use me, Lord, anoint my lips to speak and your people's ears to hear, and that we would not just be hearers of the word, but we would be doers of the word, and that we would respond to your word. We know that your word demands a response, and tonight would be in vain if we just heard your word and did nothing with it. But Lord, tonight, let it be a landmark. Lord, let us respond to your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Before you're seated, hallelujah, can you high five your neighbor and tell them the title of our message tonight? And if you don't have a neighbor by you, find someone. Say the sixth sense. You may be seated. The sixth sense. The sixth sense. God's word demands that you respond to it because his word has power beyond belief. It has power to create things out of nothing. We know that his word was used to create the world and form the world into existence. He said, let there be, and it was so, because his word has that power. So I encourage you here tonight to not just take notes and put the notes away and not use them, but to take notes, receive the word, and to let the word do something in your life. Amen. We have been given some things by God, our creator, and I'm thankful that he has created us and we're wonderfully made by him, that God doesn't make mistakes, that you may look at yourself and look at your self-image or who you are, what you've become, and you think that you are or have been a mistake. But let me tell you that when God makes something, he doesn't make any mistakes. Amen. He's the creator. And whenever something's wrong and you take it back to get fixed, you take it back to its creator. If you buy a particular model of car or vehicle, you don't take it to another dealer or to a different maker. You take it to the right maker. And so we know that if something's wrong in my life, I take it to the creator. I don't take it to the world. I don't take it to things that I think will help me, but I take it to the creator. Amen. And his name is Jesus. And he can fix me. He can make things whole. And he can put things back together that I thought were irreparable. But by the power of the name of Jesus, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, we can see our lives turned around. And so he gives us things, and because we were perfectly made, wonderfully made by him, he's given us things that we have taken for granted perhaps. And some of those things are things that you can find in your life, and the ability to speak and the ability to go places. But there are five senses that God has given you, and these senses allow you to live life. And they were given to us by the Almighty God, the creator. He gave us these senses to experience life, and these senses are sight. He's given you the ability to see. He's given you hearing, the ability to hear. He's given you smell, the ability to smell. He's given you taste, the ability to taste, and touch, the ability to touch. Without these senses, life would be a whole lot different, would it not, without these senses in our life. And that is why whether you have five of these senses or you're missing a few, you still ought to thank God for the ability